Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some rugby. Vodacom Bulls coach Jake White says he's got to figure out how to turn silver to gold after his side's third United Rugby Championship final loss, this time to Irish side Leinster. Now, the home side at Croke Park dominated from the start and were leading by 19-0 at halftime after watching his troops go down 32-7. Coach White wasn't too hopeful his team had a chance to ever bounce back.
I think you've got to understand, this is not a normal rugby team. They started well, they're well coached. I must say they're fantastic guys as well. I mean, it's all credit to them. I can't praise them enough. I've said it to you many times. They are the benchmark, and tonight they showed it again. We were never going to win that game when they got that 14-point start. It isn't ideal. We've now got three silver. I think you've got to try and find out how you turn silver into gold now.
Over to cricket, South African captain Themba Bavuma and his side silenced doubters yesterday. They were crowned champions of the World Test Championships at Lord's yesterday. Ed Markram struck a magnificent 136 and built an impressive partnership with the skipper to steer the Proteas to the 6-wicket win. Themba says the word is special.
I mean, there were a lot of doubters as to the route that we took to get to this point. I do think the way that we played would have wiped all of that out. Yeah, special at the moment seems to be the word.
And then over to the green, South Africa's Tristan Lawrence is still within a shot at golf's US Open at Oakmont after the third round yesterday. Lawrence played an even par 70, leaving himself at 211, three shots behind the leader Sam Burns of the USA. The other South African still in the field, Christian Bezuidenhout, finished the round with a 1-over par 71. That puts him six shots off the front runner. Burns has a one-stroke lead going into the final round today with a 1-under par 69. And then shifting to Formula One to close, Britain's George Russell will be on pole position for this evening's Canadian F1 Grand Prix. Now, the Mercedes driver shares the front row with world champion Max Verstappen in Montreal. Standings leader Oscar Piastri goes from third on the grid, one place ahead of Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton. Lando Norris will be back in seventh. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.